This is an exclusive interview coming live from Verona, including the Montagues, the Capulets, the myths surrounding the deaths of a Montague Romeo and a Capulet Juliet. And as always, I'm your host, Matthias McCabe. Here to assist us in finding the truth in this mystery is an anonymous man who claimed to have married Romeo and Juliet in secret. This thing is anonymous the whole time, right? That's right. Completely anonymous.
Just to make sure those two cannot hear me, I'm speaking live from the studio right now. That anonymous man's name is Friar Lawrence. That's right. Friar Lawrence.
Okay, then. If it's anonymous, I'll get back to the story. A boy named Romeo had recently came to me with wishes to be married. I wanted to get him out of my hair. Well, what's left of my hair, at least. So I figured I'd do it since he was all hung up on this one lady named Rosaline.
Hold on there one second. I'm being told by the studio that we have yet another anonymous person coming on air today to assist us. He claims to be the father of Romeo.
Now you listen here. This man killed my only son, Romeo. All that killing is just what this sick freak wanted. He knew this would happen. I'm telling you, he knew this would happen.
This is me again, speaking live from the studio. This anonymous man's name is Lord Montague. That's right. Lord Montague. I didn't know anything. After I got done with the two, I just went back to my herbs.
Well, even if you didn't know it, you were a responsible adult. You should have known not to marry two kids, especially not my great Montague's son to that of a Capulet.
Hold on one more second. I'm being told that we have Lord Capulet joining today to assist us.
As much as it pains me to say this, the lowly Montague was right. You should have known not to marry my daughter to that Romeo boy. They were kids, and Romeo was nothing but trouble, crashing Capulet parties and stealing my daughter away just nights before she was supposed to get married. Nothing but trouble.
Now, let me ask you all this. You, allegedly anonymous Lord Montague, and you, Lord Capulet, both feel that the deaths of your children is the fault of allegedly anonymous Friar Lawrence. Can you relate, or at least understand, where Friar Lawrence was coming from when he did this? And more importantly, who do you think the people of Verona blames for the deaths of Romeo and Juliet? Friar Lawrence, you may answer first.
What was the question again?
That's the wrong answer. Now you, Lord Montague, may answer.
I can see at least one thing I can relate with him on. Romeo was hung up on Rosaline for forever. Other than that, Friar Lawrence deserves punishment for what he did, for what he started, and the whole city of Verona thinks so, too.
That was an intriguing answer. Now you, Lord Capulet, may answer the question.
I think it's clear to everybody in Verona, and even you, that Friar Lawrence was to blame in this situation. He was a puppet master who orchestrated this nightmare. And in Verona, you were either a Capulet or a Montague, or at least in favor of one of the two families. So I can assure you, all of Verona knows what happened, and all of Verona will blame Friar Lawrence.
Well said, Lord Capulet. With that, it really is clear to everybody in Verona who is to blame, and I'm not supposed to name any names here, but it was Friar Lawrence's fault. And that concludes our time here for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week when we hold our annual Verona cooking contest. Have a wonderful day, Verona.
Capulet. More like crapulet. Thank you.